Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. On June 20th of 2021, the Northern Hemisphere experienced its longest day of the year, the day when the North Pole is leaning most toward the sun. This year, that took place at 11:32 p.m. Eastern Time. This annual event is called the Summer Solstice for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. It's the day of the year that the Arctic Circle receives a full 24 hours of sunlight. The Arctic Circle is a moving area whose parameters are dictated by the solstices. Scientists define this expanse, to quote the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as the latitude above which the sun does not set on the summer solstice and does not rise on the winter solstice. So, during the June solstice, the entire circle goes through 24 straight hours of sunlight. Conversely, it has to endure a full day of darkness when the December solstice comes around. Tourists in the far north flock to watch the sun blazing at midnight on every June solstice. This is also the day in which the sun reaches its highest point above the horizon. At noon, the sun was directly over the Tropic of Cancer. That's a latitudinal line located about 23.5 degrees north of the equator. A similar phenomenon takes place on the December solstice when the sun hits the Tropic of Capricorn, a southern line located 23.5 degrees below the equator. These numbers line up so cleanly because of the tilt of the Earth on its axis, which is 23.5 degrees. But Earth's axial tilt shifts incrementally over time. Right now, the Arctic Circle is located a little higher than 66 degrees above the equator, but it's creeping northward at a rate of about 45 to 49 feet. That's 14 to 15 meters per year. So travelers in the distant future will need to adjust their plans accordingly if they hope to catch that midnight sun. For the same reason, the name Tropic of Cancer is now an anachronism. This term references the fact that 2,000 years ago, the sun used to cross in front of the constellation Cancer on the day of the June solstice. It now shines closer to Taurus instead. However, although no other date on the calendar witnesses more sunlight than the summer solstice, this is not the hottest day of the year for most of us in the Northern Hemisphere. It's true that the days up here get progressively shorter after the solstice. However, for several weeks in June, July, and August, the hemisphere will still receive more heat during the day than it loses at night. That's why temperatures in the northern half of the globe tend to climb in mid to late summer, despite there being slightly less daylight to go around. This is because it takes a few months after winter is over for the land to begin storing heat. Most states in the continental U.S. will experience their hottest day of any given year at some point between early July and mid-August. In parts of the West Coast, the hottest days are typically in September. Not all planets have similar spreads of seasons and solstices, though. For example, Uranus has a mind-blowing 98-degree axial tilt. Because of this, and the fact that it takes the planet about 84 Earth years to make one rotation around the sun, the seasons are staggeringly long there. The last summer solstice in Uranus's northern hemisphere took place in 1985, and the North's next winter solstice won't come until 2030. Compare that with Earth, which sees a solstice every 6 months. Today's episode is based on the article, Five Things You Didn't Know About the Summer Solstice, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.